Pastor Jeff and I decided for the season of Advent that we were going to focus on the texts from Isaiah. So if you are looking for a place to center yourself throughout the week, come back to these texts over and over again and contemplate them as you prepare yourself for Christmas yet again. So we have a stump. This is indeed from our mango tree. Pastor Jeff used it to take pieces off and smoked our turkey that we had here on Thanksgiving. It's used often, but it's really dry and really hard. I think it keeps getting harder and harder. In fact, when Pastor Jeff was trying to get a piece of it off to put in the fire to smoke the turkey, he literally broke a saw. It's so hard and it's so dry. Along with the stump, I wanted to project pictures up on the wall for us today, and it just didn't work out. But the pictures were going to be pictures of my visit to the volcano on the Big Island. You know, the empty barrenness of the volcano, that place that just seems like no life is ever going to come back to or come to in the first place. This empty, dark place. So whatever it is that you need to picture, whatever it is that sort of is an image for you of empty, barren places, that is our text for us today. The stump of Jesse. We read, "A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse." Who could imagine anything growing out of a stump? A place of utter despair and nothingness. I've sat there myself, literally and figuratively, and I know you probably have too. Perhaps you have come here this morning in a place of despair and emptiness. Or perhaps you know someone who is there, and you just don't know how to offer them something to pull them out of that place of emptiness where they feel like there is no life left. A place where hope is seemingly cut off, where loss and despair have deepened in the heart. A place where all seems sort of gray and dark, kind of like that volcano, empty. That's where the word of Advent comes to us today. The word of Advent comes and sits with us wherever it is that we are. So we look around and we're all wearing blue, the choir you match finally for the season. We're all wearing blue and it's this wonderful color, but it's also not yet festive, right? We're not yet having a birthday party celebration. We've got this sort of like simple, sparse, sort of austere way about the sanctuary. This Advent word, this word that we are offered, is not one that asks us to get up and dance. It's a word that causes us to sort of settle in a little bit and calm our hearts. The prophet's word from Isaiah is also really surprising, which is why I encourage you to sit with it throughout the week. And it's small. The nation that Isaiah is speaking about will never rise again, will never be the grand nation that it was or that they want it still to be. It will never have the power that it had, and they're mourning that. They're longing for it. The shoot will not grow into a mighty cedar, but it will sprout nonetheless. So this Advent, the second Sunday of Advent, I wonder, what is it that this word is speaking to you? More specifically, what is it in your life that needs to be healed? What feels like is lying dormant or barren in your life or in your soul? What needs healing in your relationships, in your world, in your very body? I think this season of Advent, this word for each one of us, is an opportunity to heal the heart, to become aware of what might be in the way of you fully receiving deep down receiving that transforming and miraculous healing that Christ brings. That tender child, that little infant baby is soon to be born among us and within us. And with it, that baby will bring infinite grace. Advent is this wonderful time of reflection, but time and opportunity to awaken our hearts to the promise of that healing. My friends, the Holy Child is coming. It's not yet, but is coming. And it's more than just a lovely holiday where we gather together and celebrate and have a birthday party, right? It's an opportunity to realize that transformation in the world is possible and is among us. In his ministry and in the cross, Jesus showed us the way that the lion and the lamb can live together, as we heard in Isaiah. It's very rare and it's so precious when that happens, but it's possible. I think of the wonderful man who died this week, Nelson Mandela. He was living proof that it can be done. The work is hard, and the sacrifice is great, and the peace is fragile, but it's possible. A shoot shall come out of this dry stump of Jesse. Fragile it is, yet tenacious and really stubborn. It would grow like a plant out of dry ground. It would push back the stone from a rock-hard tomb to give way for life. The vision and that promise of God endure. And every year we await again and again and again Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. And we also await for that final coming of Christ to fully transform human history and our lives. And all of that, all of our hope, all of our waiting, they are all met as Christ is born into the midst of our lives and our world. So what if we believe? What if we believe this fragile sign of God's beginning? What if we truly enter into that belief and that mystery? I think perhaps then it'll tend to the small seedling in our hearts, the place where faith longs to break through the hardness of our own disbelief. Don't wait for the tree to be fully grown. Celebrate the seedling. God comes to us this Advent time and invites us to move beyond the counting rings of the past, to move beyond the places we are in despair. Not to ignore them, not to act like it's not there, but not to rest solely in that place. We may still want to sit on this stump for a while. We may still want to pout and cross our arms and just say humph to God. But God continues to remind us and says, look, look on that stump. Do you see it? That shoot is growing. This is where I would have had an image on the wall in the volcano, you know, where the beautiful ferns, or the, what's the, oh, I'm missing, the, what's the first plant that comes out of the volcano? That, what's it? Thank you, the ohia tree plant bush. Doesn't grow real great and huge, but it grows. Life is possible. Christ comes into the world not to judge, not to condemn, not to leave people behind. Christ comes again and again to heal souls and bodies, to restore relationships and families and communities, to heal the wound that's between us and God. And I think he comes again and again to remove what impedes our love and to set us free from what imprisons our compassion for others, to restore our capacity to bless and to love one another. He comes to make us whole, my friends. I pray for you this Advent. I pray that this word may bring you peace and bring this world peace. Healing of your own fear and the healing and removal of hatred, prejudice, and division. I give thanks, and I think you do too, for people like Nelson Mandela who shine the light of peace and justice on our path and show us that it is possible. I pray to be one of them. And I pray that you also become one of them and to be lifted out of our own gloom and despair to receive again the Word of God incarnate, the Emmanuel, God with us. May this Advent time help us to welcome into our hearts that little child who will lead us to the new world of hope and love and peace. Amen.